This is collective bargaining, and it is March 30th, 2017. And my name is Mike Matamore.
I'm Anita Schoenberger.
Kim LaDuff.
Jason Miller with Al Norton and Blue.
Blake Thompson.
Dean DePaul.
Remy Goujon.
John Fink.
Tom Wozniak.
Daniel Pace.
Well, we had a quick turnaround because you were here last week. But,
yeah.
But we do have, we said we'd bring in counter proposals for 11 and 19. So we have both of those. We're happy to put those forward. Unless you guys have anything you wanted to start with.
No, we don't. Although, a couple things. We are still working on three. We are thinking about a couple options for responding to three, but we haven't landed on which direction we're going to go in yet. And we would want to articulate that we went back on our 1912.
Okay.
And we are modifying our 1912 to the extent that we would clarify that a person who goes out of unit and accumulates a bank of annual leave and then returns to unit would be able to cash out that benefit once in their career at UWF.
Okay. That sounds like that mirrors what we've written up here as well.
So. Okay, good. I just want to let you know, because that isn't the language we put on the table, but we went back and clarified it, and it's something we're okay with.
Okay, great. Good. I think we'll probably be aligned on that. You want to start with that?
Please.
We didn't go through, this is just the main paragraph, just for time's sake. We didn't go through all the additional strike throughs in the other part.
Okay.
But yeah, ours was we were in agreement about that you could only receive it once in your, career. But we wanted to make sure and clarify the exact same situation where someone didn't come back into unit and they have to wait, you know, potentially 20 years or something for a payout. Yeah. The only question that I had, and you can, I'm sorry the underline's a little bit faint here, but you guys can review the individual language if you like. In the last two sentences, we've incorporated what you guys have written. I had one question where it says, an employee shall only be permitted to receive a payout of unused annual leave once in his or her continuous employment. Now, the language that you all had written said, receive a payout of unused leave. So I've qualified it with annual leave at that point in here because we have quite a few faculty who will accumulate both annual leave and sick leave. And so I just wanted to make sure to get your thoughts on if your intention was to say if they qualified for a leave buyout of both sick leave and of annual leave, would they still receive be eligible for both of those, right? So, for example, like, you know, Brendan just left, right? And so, and when we, for sick leave, the sick leave buyout is only available to employees who were employed prior to a specific date, right? We negotiated that a few years ago. But so, someone like, in Brendan's case, he's going to have accumulated sick leave from when he was in unit,
right,
and accumulated annual leave from when he's out of unit,
right?
So I wasn't sure if your intention was to say that that a faculty member in that situation would only receive one of those, because it says it could only, the way in which it was written, it said could only receive leave once in his or her continuous employment.
Okay.
Right.
I'll go back and check on that, but I believe that our intent was not to say that if you ever went out of unit and accumulated an hour of annual leave that you would lose your sick leave buyout benefit.
Yeah.
I don't think we meant that.
Or vice versa. I just wanted to bring it to your attention that I put the word annual in there.
You're clarifying that. Yeah. Okay.
To do that. But yeah, and this language, I think, mirrors the situation. I'm not going to go, if you'd like me, I can go through it verbatim if you'd like. But.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
Okay. So we've just added that the faculty member shall elect to retain up to the 44 days, 352 hours of unused annual leave, or to receive at the cessation of the leave accruing contract a payment from the university up to that specific amount, right? So when they would come back into unit, they would elect to say, I'm either going to take the buyout now for the annual leave or retain the leave that I have,
okay,
right? And then that would happen if they were someone who went back and forth several times, as happens each time they moved back in unit. Right? They would have that option.
Okay.
Now, if they get to the end of their career, as the language says here later, right? If they get to the end of their career and they've never had a buyout, right? At the end of their career, they would get it at the highest amount of that. They would get it at the amount of their most last day of their most recent leave accruing.
Okay.
Contract.
I see that change.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they never took it, it would be.
I got it. Okay, and then when you articulate that, they would have the option of cashing in their annual leave or not at each instance of going out of unit, in mm-hmm. unit. That would be with the exception of their having cashed it out.
Yeah, they can only use it once, right? Yeah. So once they cash it out.
Okay.
Now, I guess there would be one question. Well, I know in the sick leave, we talked about, we have language that says you still accumulate leave to use as leave. It just doesn't qualify as a buyout anymore. Like you're still accumulating leave to use as sick leave.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
There might need to be some additional language clarifying that you're still accumulating leave,
yeah.
But you can only use it for annual leave.
Yeah. But the title, I don't have the whole contract in front of me, but the title of 1912 is payment for unused annual leave.
Yeah, that's the specific payment.
Yeah.
So it's probably addressed elsewhere once you continue to. I was sort of laughing. The practical effect of this is it'll give the university a sense of who has aspirations for additional administrative positions, right? So if someone goes out and they say, that's it, I'm cashing out, I'm never going to write it, but they say, I think I'll hold on to that annual leave.
That's
right?
True.
That they might have overtures towards advancement.
Hmm.
So
that's interesting.
I moved to strike that from the record.
Some people might say, I think I'll just keep it, and we'll say, yeah, you might as well just cash that out. Is that going to be a lot of opportunity? Don't worry about that.
Well, you can contact us upon separation. that's pretty much it. That sounds like it was close.
I think so too. I think there's still that issue of, got to clarify that issue of how we calculate the buyout and severance, you know. Because right now the language is at the time of the accrual, right? The rates at the time of the accrual.
But it still says that, doesn't it?
Well, it says at the member's last day of work. So that we need
in the annual leave accruing position.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay. You got it. You're right. You're right.
Do we need to caucus?
Yeah, let's caucus.
You want to caucus?
Yeah, we'll caucus for a second.
Okay.